Now, the ISIL Takfiri group has claimed responsibility for a car bomb attack in Saudi Arabia. The terrorist group says the bombing is a response to the capture of several of its members by Saudi authorities. The car bomb went off at a security checkpoint on Al Hayri Road, south of Riyadh, killing the driver and wounding two policemen. The injured officers are said to be in stable condition. Saudi media say the driver was a 19-year-old teenager who killed his uncle and a colonel at the Interior Ministry, that is, before blowing himself up. The incident comes just months after the ISIL militants targeted two Shia mosques in Qatif region east of the city, country that is. Saudi Arabia stands accused of supporting the terrorists in Syria and Iraq. Let's cross over to NARA. Joining us is Ryan Dawson. He's a human rights activist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dawson. Now, first of all, looking at the situation here when it comes to Saudi Arabia, as we've just mentioned, this isn't the first time ISIL has struck the kingdom. However, how do you interpret it? The chickens coming home to roost?
Well, they're not targeting Saudi Arabia. They're targeting Shia within Saudi Arabia. And the claim that ISIS made to justify their act, ISIL said, well, we're targeting them because they captured some of our members earlier. Oh, excuse us. They captured you for breaking the law and put people in jail. That's not a justification whatsoever. But a lot of this was coming from the SITE site. Israeli propaganda was a source for some of these stories. And I'm not sure how far I'd put faith in that. Their founding member was Rita Katz, whose father was a convicted Israeli spy. And they've been caught over and over again fudging and exaggerating news. But this is not the first time Saudi Arabia has been caught financing terrorists. The Saudi Arabia has openly financed the rebels in Syria through the FSA, which is pretty much synonymous with ISIL.
Right, but it's not just financial support, though, and material support, though, is it? It's also the ideological support that comes out from Saudi Arabia for these terrorists. Do you think Saudi Arabia will be forced to reevaluate it sooner or later?
I don't think so. Eventually they will, but as long as they have U.S. support, that's going to be a slow process, and they absolutely do. I mean, Saudi Arabia, prior to ISIL, was financing al-Qaeda, not just al-Qaeda in general, 9/11 hijackers. There was a man, Omar al-Bayoumi, who set up the apartments for two of the hijackers who are on Flight 77 that rammed into the Pentagon, Khalid al-Midhar and Nawif al-Hazmi, themselves out of a jailbreak. They were set up in an apartment by a Saudi national. Now, Omar's wife, Bandar Banjal, was getting monthly payments from Osama Bassan's wife, Majed Tawikat, and she was getting the money from Haifa bin Fasel. Now, Haifa was the wife of good old Bandar Bush, who at the time was the ambassador from Saudi Arabia to Washington, D.C. He got the nickname Bush because of his relationship with the Bush family, particularly both of the presidents. And he went on to lead the Saudi Arabian intelligence agency and was tasked with ousting Assad, and he was very central in being a figure with the old Assad used chemical weapons mythos. And so that they're attacking Shia inside Saudi Arabia and inside Yemen is no big surprise to me. They've been financing and giving ideological support and material support to terrorist groups, be it al-Qaeda, ISIL, what have you, for many generations.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's human rights activist Ryan Dawson joining us via Skype from NARA. Mr. Dawson, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.
Thank you.